All right, welcome back to the Canadian Gun Vault Behind the Vault Door. My name is Mark Morelli. I'll be your podcast host. Joining me tonight, oops, there goes my phone. Yep. Podcast Brian.
What's up?
Hello.
And we've got unacceptable Jericho Dave.
Always a pleasure.
We got Pete and newcomer on the sidelines.
Hello.
Big Drew.
Hey.
A first. And the return podcast, because we're planning on doing a lot more of these things. I understand, because I was late tonight, that I missed out on the preliminary conversation, which was apparently amazing. I'm running a little bit behind, but the fire's still going strong. We got good people here, and we're ready to talk. I don't even know where to begin. What a fucking circus. Like, I mean, if you're watching the news, or what news you're allowed to watch, you know, you might
watch Twitter.
Oh, I'll tell you, take a look at Twitter, because I'll tell you, they're censoring the hell out of everything else. I've never seen anything like it. Right, Dave? Like, I mean, online right now on Instagram?
I don't know. People, a lot of people saying they're being, you know, shadow banned and what have you, and hey, can anybody see this? And I go look for it and I can see it. So I don't do a lot, so I haven't run into it yet, but I know there's lots of people who have definitely said that there's something going on there where a lot of stuff is either just deleted or, you know, you really got to look for it.
Well, I can tell you that it's been forever since I've seen a hashtag of my work. I haven't grown a single follower in like weeks, and there's new people seeing our stuff all the time, so it's not really possible. There's definitely a suppression. I'm not doing anything other than maybe some moderate speak at best, you know, with some guns sprinkled in there. We don't often talk actually about guns. I think this being the return podcast, I mean, what's going on in the world of guns right now? What?
Well, I almost had myself a nice 1897 shotgun recently, but it slipped away.
Well, what do you mean it slipped away?
You lived.
Yeah.
Remember? Oh, you guys.
I get that when you die.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know what? That was quite the experience. For those of you that don't know, I had what I think qualifies as a near-death experience recently.
PSA, folks, PSA.
Oh, jeez. You know, I got to tell you, I've done some exciting things with my life. I put myself in some dangerous positions, but it's not too often you get the chance to see the freight dream coming, and, you know, the end is nigh. I had an occasion to enjoy a fresh bread, almond butter.
There it was. The almond butter and the fresh bread topped with a leaf of banana.
You know what? It's the bananas it did. I'm sure of it.
Come on. It stared at me with its deadly eyes. It came at me, and I was able to force half of it into my mouth.
Oh, God, I can see where this one's going to be going tonight. Oh, jeez.
So, he eats the... Long story short, because he'll tell this so it goes on for about an hour, all right? He had a sandwich, all right?
A sandwich.
It was a sandwich.
You know what? It was...
And he put half of it in his mouth. And because for some reason he thinks that almond butter is food, it went halfway down his throat and turned into the rubber pug that it is. And being home alone, realized that oxygen was no longer getting to his brain. It took longer for him to realize it than would the rest of us, but they, you know, there was no oxygen. And he struggled around, and he ran into the wall and the counter a few times, failing to dislodge the obstacle from his throat, which again was a sandwich. And Captain Commando here almost went out due to the lethality of an almond butter and banana sandwich.
Was it fried?
However,
Elvis likes it.
He was able to reach down his own gullet with his hand and bravely take hold of this vicious sandwich that was menacing his very existence. And he wrestled it and was able to gain control. And as he as the battle began to turn and he was able to get some air into himself, he realized that he won the day as he withdrew the sandwich from his throat and was able to reflect on it and his victory over the almond butter and banana sandwich.
Oh, man.
There is a medal coming for you, Mark. The golden banana. The golden banana with almond clusters.
Oh, man.
And a whistle. So you can call for help, although he couldn't breathe. So.
Electronic whistle. It's an electronic whistle.
You have to realize he came very close to dying. So we've heard the story five times today. But every time he tells it, it just gets more interesting, and you know, the menace from this. You know what? There ought to be a section in the criminal code, because clearly almond butter and bananas are a threat to life and limb and need to be banned.
Almond butter.
Oh my
ban
god.
Ban almond butter.
Who needs a full jar of almond butter? I mean,
where's Paulie when you need him?
Right? Like, look, if you need almond butter, you can go to a restaurant and they'll make you a safe sandwich. not an assault sandwich like he had.
Assault style sandwich.
You know what? There were at least 9 pieces of banana on that sandwich. Who needs 9 pieces of banana on a sandwich?
Oh,
nobody. That's an assault sandwich. So clearly, the sandwich which assailed him and almost took the life from him, we need to ban that.
There is no place in this country for almond butter and banana sandwiches.
And the two such things should never be in contact anyway. Clearly, so menacing.
Oh, fuck.
Regulations clearly state allowed 5 pieces of banana.
See, he modified the banana sandwich to include greater than the safe level of banana pieces.
Oh, God.
And, of course, the almond butter being the vicious, assaultive substance that it is. I don't know how anyone can eat it, but Mark seemed to feel that a pound of it in his throat was a smart place to sort of hide it.
I do have one question, though. What'd you do with the other half of the sandwich, Mark?
Did you eat it?
I ate it in defiance.
I'll bet you did.
I fucking did.
I'll bet you did.
I won. Oh, man. You killed.
Okay, warning to the audience. This is not going to be a family-friendly show.
Oh, my God. You guys are killing me. I love it. Okay, well, I deserve that.
Now that we're talking guns.
Hold on. That's not to say that it didn't happen the way I told it. It might get more interesting every time, but that's because I reflect on it a little more. But
the fog of near death is clearing and the details are coming back to you.
That was no joke. My throat still fucking hurts.
Listen, I think it was pretty brave for you to crawl down your own throat and grapple with that sandwich, that vicious, assaultive, deadly sandwich, which imperiled your very existence.
Oh my God!
As your cat stared on, wondering who the fuck was going to feed them for dinner that night.
They didn't even move. I swear to Christ, I looked up at one point and saw my cats. They didn't move a fucking inch. They were clueless.
They knew. They knew. They're like, they wanted his eyeball.
Oh fuck! And of course, that's a great inside joke. If you're part of the law enforcement community, you'll get it. It definitely doesn't pay in some respects to keep pets.
Well, Mark, you know, if we'd been standing around, I'm not sure we'd have done anything, because anybody who chokes on an almond butter and banana sandwich clearly has what's coming.
Hey, listen, you know what? Listen,
I'd have been looking for the shotgun at that point.
Right? You know what? You guys,
what can we take? Give me a stop.
Oh my God. You guys are fucking something else, I'll tell you.
I got dibs in the house.
Oh,
there you go.
Jeez, vultures, all of you. Exactly. All of you. You know, only Drew is sat there, you know, patiently and quietly just watching this all unfold.
Well, he's thinking it. He's just not saying it. Here, Drew's new. What do you think?
He's new. Jump in. Right.
His contempt is wordless and soundless. So it's the look on his face.
Oh, my God. Well,
I'm still trying to get past the almond butter.
I got to tell you, you've completely disarmed me by making me laugh hysterically. I hope I didn't laugh so loud. I think I might have cut the mic at some point, but that was fucking awesome. That had to be one of the single best roasts I've ever heard. you're number one with a bullet. That was awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen, Podcast Brian.
Oh man.
Next time, get the sandwich and the
fingers like your mom used to.
Skip the almond butter.
I almost died. I'm telling you right now.
Mark Morelli.
You know what?
Died.
Oh, my God.
November 2023.
No fucking way.
Almond butter and bananas.
Honest to God, I wasn't going to read that on my headstone. Right. No fucking way. I tell you right now. Oh, man.
You know what? If you died because you got too big a hunk of pastrami stuck in your gullet, that would have been impressive. But, you know, almond butter and bananas? Yeah. You're going to wear that.
God. Apparently, Mark, you didn't respect the shit.
I'm getting crushed.
You know what, dude? I'll tell you, we'd have gone to your funeral on a trail of electric bikes.
That would have been an awesome party.
Right?
Fucker.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Oh, killing me. Oh, well, you know what? I'm going to tell you right now, that is a podcast in itself. I'm sure they enjoyed that one as an opener. Ladies and gentlemen, definitely been a great night. I'm sure going to continue. But what I'm going to do is get myself another drink.
And another banana sandwich.
And no banana sandwiches. They've been banned in my household.
Nice.
I'm not even allowed to eat.
I know.
She heard the story and she announced it. Yep.
You're done.
That's it. You're not eating alone anymore. Right.
Like, bananas.
I'm not a child. Jesus Christ.
The almond butter, is in a locked cabinet that you can't get into, right?
Oh, jeez. Childproof.
Nice.
Oh, that's gross.
Right? Yeah, she was unimpressed. At some point, I reminded her, like, hey, I could have died. Like, are you okay with that? Like, oh, I'm glad you're okay. Thank you. I had to pull that one out of her, like, fucking teeth. Oh, man. Anyway. All right, well, let's take a little break. We'll come back very shortly. Ladies and gentlemen, been a great podcast. We hope you've enjoyed this one tonight. Don't forget to like and subscribe to us on Instagram and on Facebook, as well as our Sheet School affiliates. By the way, Podcast Brian, how do you think that's been going?
Sheet School.
Sheet School, yeah.
Oh, great.
Liking it?
Yeah, no, really enjoying it. And you know what? It's so much fun getting people involved shooting who've never handled firearms before, getting them in there safe and getting them hitting like right off the bat and just seeing the smiles. I mean, you know, you do a really great job with all the media and watching the faces of the people as they're hitting clays and realizing that they can master a new skill, and it's a martial skill, and they're effective and they're safe and they're enjoying it, and all of it kind of, it's like someone put something into focus for them, and they just, these big smiles come out and laughter and camaraderie, and it's just it's such a joy to teach these people because they're just having such a good time, and it's just fun to be part of that.
Yeah. The ones I always notice are you can see them, they're really concentrating, and then they finally pull the trigger, and of course the gun gives them a bit of a jolt and they don't see it. And everybody's cheering, and they turn around and like, did I hit it?
Oh, yeah.
And then, of course, everybody's, yeah. And then, the smile on their face is massive, and they're jumping up and down.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's a good time.
Watching young Emily, you know, ask if she had hit it, and I told her, I said, you have to keep your eyes open, right, when you pull the trigger. She turned into quite a shooter. We've had some really amazing people out. You know, everyone's been fantastic. Got some standouts. Aquaman, Andrew from the Sinking Ink, he was awesome. All right.
Well, how about a shout out for Jeffrey, young Jeffrey?
Oh, yeah, young Jeffrey.
Some of them, they just surprise you so much. Like, shooting with Jeffrey, I'll never forget that. Like, this little, you know, 100-pound soaking wet kid, and he's out there just crushing it with the best of them.
It's
funny like that. Now he's like, you know, in competition almost with us sometimes. It's a lot of fun.
I put him out there with Warren.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Warren hit the field. Oh, no. Thank you. I'm good, brother. No, we hit the field with Warren. You know, Jeffrey's skill level is such that I felt like he would not embarrass himself.
100%.
And I approached that one with caution. Warren is one of the vintage shooters around our clay busting club, and he's definitely a force to be reckoned with. So I asked politely if we could join him for a round of skeet, and he kind of looked back at me and the kid, and I said he won't be a bother, and he knows what he's doing, and won't slow you down one bit. He goes, oh, I'm not stopping you. And of course, we get out there, and Warren is, you know, an Olympic level coach, I'm told. And you know it. He steps up to me and says, do you mind? I'm like, absolutely not. Go ahead. And he steps into the kid and said, what are you doing? All right. Like, he's definitely a presence. You know, he's right over your shoulder. What are you doing? Right. And of course, Jeffrey is like flinching a little bit. And I had warned him. I said, he's kind of like a drill sergeant, but like, you know what? Don't be scared of him. And, you know, he'll learn a lot. And he went out there and he did well. And, you know, at one point, Warren told him it was okay to smile. That was funny to listen to from Warren. Oh, man. Awesome. You know. And of course, you know, Warren asked him some old school questions. And, you know, like, why is your hair so long? Like, no punches pulled, you know. And of course, the kid says, well, I was thinking of cutting it. I'm thinking, oh, God.
Don't say that.
Oh, geez. Don't show weakness. Yeah, no. Oh. Yeah, no, definitely. Warren, you know, had gotten his attention, and he did quite well. You know, Jeffrey's been amazing. We've had some really fantastic people. Like, just recently, there were three Sikh gentlemen that came out, and none of you were available. Right? I started going, man, like, you know, I took a last minute booking, and you know, I had agreed to it, and you know, I thought one of you guys would be free, but as it so happened, both you and Brian were occupied with important things, and I realized that you weren't available, Dave, and I was screwed. I was like, okay, you know. So I drafted my godson into emergency service.
That's awesome.
And paid him, and you know, of course, he looked at me and he says, you know, this is amazing, and you know, wanted to come out again. I think we've successfully engineered a program that can be liked by anyone. You know, if you just give it a chance, get out there. Like, I've seen people's opinions, you know, change midfield. You know, go from like, how do I hold this thing? Like, holding it like this, you know, like.
Or the over the shoulder pursuit.
Oh yeah. That's always awesome. You know, and it's difficult not to laugh when you see it, right? I really do wish maybe one of you would take over that initial instruction, just so I could capture that moment on film, because it's cute when they put the buttstock over their shoulder like they're going to fire, you know, some kind of rocket launcher. It's like, no. But, you know, the girls have done so well. Like, I've seen girls out there crushing it. What was the name of the young lady that came out with Andrew, the tall gentleman with, you know, the tattoos? Oh, what was her name? Oh, God. That wasn't Agnes. That was one of the other young ladies.
Just a couple weeks ago, like 2 weekends ago.
It was just recently. Yeah, you know, I'm having, you know, it's been a blur of people, like great people, and you know, there's so many names, but so many fantastic people are like coming through our doors, and it's so much fun. You know, for me, like personally, I almost feel guilty in some respects, but it's, you know, the Skeet School initiative, in my opinion, has been a complete success. I'd like to see it grow. You know, I'd love to get Bugsy. You guys haven't met Bugsy. Well, actually, you have, haven't you? Yeah. You know, I'd love to get Bugsy involved out in the Vancouver Island. You know, it'd be nice. But ultimately, though, it's been a really great go. It wouldn't be possible without either one of you guys, just so you know. You know, Brian, Andrew, definitely looking forward to the weeks, months, and years to come. So I think we're going to have a lot of fun. Definitely check it out. We now have our Smash Passes available on the website, and something that can be purchased as a very unique and exciting gift for our loved one. Have a look at our website and check it out.
And so on that note, I'll wrap it up and suggest that we call it an evening. Dave, thank you so much
for joining. Always a pleasure to be here.
All right. Drew, thank you so much for being here tonight. Excellent. Brian, Pete, I'm sure we have a lot. I have mixed feelings about you guys. All right, lay it into me.
Right. Love you, buddy. Glad you're still here.
All right, thank you. Thank you. All right, folks, don't forget to like and subscribe. And as always, Canada, don't forget to shoot straight. Stay safe.